Now, the next part of our program will feature the St. Louis Metropolitan Police Department Choir. Under the direction of Mr. Philip Woodmore, they'll be singing Joy to the World, Oh Sing Unto the Lord, and Emmanuel. At that point, during Emmanuel, the Trinity Church Choir will join them. Police Officer John Leggett will have a solo, and then the two choirs will do Now Behold the Lamb, featuring soloists Miss Sheila Taylor and Miss Debbie Jones. So please welcome your St. Louis Metropolitan Police Department Choir.
Thank you. Thank you.
Metropolitan Police Department Court. Can you believe you got in for free? You may start charging next year. All right, the next number is going to feature two interpretive dancers. You witnessed them earlier on the stage, Antoine Watkins and Kayla Goodwin, with Now Behold the Lamb, and also featuring soloist Miss Sheila Taylor, Miss Debbie Jones.
Thank you.
scene tonight. That is the Allegro Music Company, the Trinity Community Church Choir, and the St. Louis Metropolitan Police Department Choir. It will feature soloist Samantha Madison for the singing of Silent Night. We encourage you to sing in if you'd like, and at the end of Silent Night, during the end of Silent Night, we will hear from Police Chief Dan Eisen with his holiday greeting. And now, ladies and gentlemen, Silent Night.
Thank you. I'm going to sing. That would ruin the performance. I want to thank all of you for coming out tonight. What a wonderful celebration to begin our holiday season. It's easy to come up with an idea, but somebody has to put it in action, and they have put it in action today. If your family or your friends were not here tonight, tell them what they missed, and they need to be here next year with us. I want to say thank you to everyone who was here tonight. It was a wonderful celebration. Certainly Coca, the Allegro Music Company, thank you for being here tonight. Trinity Community Church Choir, thank you very much. And of course, the St. Louis Metropolitan Police Department Choir. A special thanks to two people who have put this together. Certainly, Police Officer John Leggett. Please stand. John was the officer who came forward, put it all together. And then our choir director, Philip Whitmore. Thank you very much. An outstanding job. And I'm just going to go through the names of all the choir members here. Lieutenant Patricia Allen. Police Officer Quinn Dickerson, Joyce Harris, Carmen Hicks, Paul Hinton, my sister, Police Officer Dana Eisen, Police Officer John McCann. Officer Eva Miller, Jimmy Petty, LaMarcus Smith, Valeria Walker Triplett, Judy Armstrong, Mindy Bates, Samantha Madison, Deborah Taylor, Lita Taylor, and also our percussionist, Charles Smutterson. Thank you very much. And of course, our interpretive dancers, Mr. Watkins.
Thank you. the story is told in Matthew chapter 2. There were these wise men, they call them magi. And that's where we get our word magician, because they were astrologers, you see. They studied the stars, and they came from the east. And it's really a fascinating thing to think that God, down through the years, knew that someone in the east would need to know about Jesus. So he sent Daniel there, taught these men about the one who made the stars, you see. And so when the time came, Savior was born, these men, you remember that? Came looking for the Savior because of the star who led them. And you know, Herod was kind of nervous because another king was born. He queried these men, and before he let them go, he wanted to know when and where the Savior was born. But you know, when those men were released, this is what I want to leave you with. It said they walked out and saw the star. When they saw it, they rejoiced with exceedingly great joy. And I just wonder here tonight, what is it that brings you exceedingly great joy? Are you waiting for the economy to, you know, get fixed before you have exceedingly great joy? You're waiting for all of our societal ills to be made right? Or your family problems, your health? I just wonder, if you had all that right, would you still have exceedingly great joy? These kings had traveled, you know, we don't know how many miles, but they traveled a long distance. They already had what many of you want, but they still came looking for the one that could give them exceedingly great joy. And I just thought this evening, would you think about that as we move forward into this holiday season? Are you looking to get something this season that's going to bring you exceedingly great joy? Are you willing to accept that it's already come and that it's available to you right now? I pray that everyone here would not leave this season without knowing that Christ can bring you in.